Do you think we have a future together?
Futures? Nah, I'd rather take an option.
Oh!
Taking your monitor screen to bed with you isn't the ideal way of keeping in touch with the market 24 hours a day. Hutchison Telecom's new Pulse Financial Pager has up-to-the-minute information with a unique self-set limit facility that tracks the market and alerts you when those limits are reached. So now you can really enjoy being in bed.
Fiona, you didn't take me floppy disk.
For a free trial of Hutchison Telecom's Pulse, subject to availability and status, ring 0800 28 28 26 now.
This is Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call. Phone now on 071 603 1152.
The time is 22 and a half minutes to six, and as I said at the beginning of the programme when we came on air at 5:30, it's a rather special day for us all here at LBC because it is this radio station's 20th birthday. Yes, at 6 o'clock, or just a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock, on October the 8th, 20 years ago, 1973, LBC was born, and certainly for at least another year, it's going to continue serving London to the best of its ability. I've been very fortunate in being involved, indeed, in the morning programme as a presenter for 19 and a half of those years. I joined this station in March 1974. Seems a long time ago now. Probably is to most people. But I know a lot of people have very fond memories of the 20 years that LBC has been serving London and the South East. And this morning, I want to hear from some of you with your memories, especially if you, like me, have been listening to LBC since the very start. Well, as I say, I've been working for them for 19 and a half years, but I can remember tuning in, like most of the people of London and certainly everybody in the media, 20 years ago this morning at around about 5 to 6 to hear the opening announcement, we're on the air, and then to hear a chap called Ken Guy, an Australian fella, read the first news bulletin of the news station at 6 o'clock. Well, we've tracked down Ken Guy, and indeed, after the 6 o'clock news, which I shall be ringing you this morning, we'll be talking to him. As far as I know, he's back in Australia, but I've not got confirmation of that. He could be anywhere, for all I know, but he'll be on the phone to us, I can assure you of that. We have spoken to him. Simon Alcorn, our editor, said we've spoken to him. He is in Australia, and we will be talking to him on the phone about half an hour's time, just after the 6 o'clock news. But before that, and right through the programme, I would like you to ring me on the usual number, 071 603 1152, with your memories of LBC. It doesn't matter if you actually became a listener last week. You may have something that you heard yesterday, perhaps, that you thought was worth talking about. But especially, I'd like to hear from the long-term listeners, and especially listening at the very start. And, of course, a lot of people were listening before the very start when, on this frequency, I think for about 6 months before we started, we played what they call in the trade tape music. One or two people thought that was better than the actual news when it came on, but that's another story altogether. So, if you would like to ring me this morning with your memories of LBC, we can wallow in a bit of nostalgia. We can wander down memory lane together, can't we, on this LBC's 20th birthday. The number to ring me on is 071-603-1152, and the odds are that I shall personally remember the memory that you remind me of. Right, that's one thing. Now, I want to thank you all so very much for the superb effort you made yesterday in contributing to and giving assistance to our auction. As you know, we had the London Talkback radio auction running from 5:30 yesterday morning, the start of the breakfast call, until the end of Mike Dickens' show at 9 o'clock last night. It was to raise as much money as we could for the Carers National Association. And the wonderful news is, and thank you all very, very much indeed, that we have certainly raised in excess of £25,000. £25,000 is definitely in, and with money still to come in and people still pledging, we wouldn't be at all surprised if the figure finished up approaching £30,000. So that's a wonderful effort, and thank you all very, very much indeed. And I'd like also to thank personally the breakfast team here, who worked very, very hard indeed, and particularly Simon Alcorn, our editor, who, despite a very, very heavy head cold, kept us updated with all the information and how the bidding was going. And I think that probably added to the general excitement and perhaps just gilded up one or two people to make a bid when otherwise they wouldn't have. So anyway, that is that. A wonderful day in the world of LBC, £25,000 definitely in for the Carers National Association, and with any luck, I think we might be approaching the 30,000 mark, but we will have a final figure for you, perhaps next week sometime. Anyway, certainly when they've totted it all up. Right, that's that done. What I want to do now, then, is to just remind you of the number, 071-603-1152, and tell you that this morning we are unashamedly going to devote it to the 20th birthday. I want to hear your memories, please, whether they're good or whether they're bad. Let's have them. 071-603-1152. As I say, I'll be talking to Ken Guy, our first ever newsreader, who started proceedings off 20 years ago, almost to the minute. Ken will be on the line to me at around about 6:10, and he'll be recalling some memories of his own, I have no doubt at all. And what we might do, actually, is give him a little bit of news to read, and just a little piece from the 6 o'clock bulletin, and see if he's lost any of his expertise. I doubt if he has. So that'll be Ken Guy at 6:10. We will be playing at 10 minutes to the hour, i.e. at 7:10, 7:10, 8:10, and 7:50, extracts from the 20-year cassette, which is now on sale to anybody that's interested, and at £7.99, it really is a snip. It's LBC news coverage through the years, and it really is a bargain basement price, and it's available by mail order. All you have to do is to send a cheque to LBC for £7.99, and we're at 72 Hammersmith Road, London, W14 8YE. If you can please address your envelope to that address and also put LBC cassette on it, it'll find us a little bit quicker, perhaps. It's a super cassette. I had the great pleasure and privilege of linking the items, but there are some wonderful, wonderful news stories on it. The royal weddings, the Falklands War, the civil riots in the early and mid-80s, the very start, the Six-Day War in the Middle East, the very finish of the cassette, the peace agreement in the Middle East, which was a very neat way, we thought, of finishing our look at 20 years of news here on LBC. And some of the names of the reporters who are on it, you'll probably now recognize them. They've gone on to greater things on television. Paul Davis and Ben Brown, John Snow, Carol Barnes. The names go on and on and on. It's a fascinating cassette, and if you'd like it, then it's yours for £7.99 from LBC, 72 Hammersmith Road, London, W14 8YE. We're not forgetting today's news, of course. We'll be having a look with Nigel Nelson, the political editor of the People newspaper, at the Conservative Party conference, having a look at how much of a shadow Maggie cast upon it. And we're looking forward, of course, to this afternoon when Mr. Major makes his crucial, vital keynote speech. What is he going to say? Nigel may have a few ideas. Right, let's have a short break. Let's consider the travel, and then I'll be back having a look at the editorials, which, it must be said, are very much concerned with the Conservative Party conference, and hopefully I'll be hearing some of your memories. It's 6:15.
This is Douglas Cameron's breakfast call on London Talkback Radio.
Hello, Mr. Williams. It's very nice to see you. I save you very nice monitor by the window. Now, today what we have on the menu, we have a very nice exchange. We have very nice indices. If you like, we have also the FTSE. It's very fresh, come straight from the market this morning. And to follow, we have a very, very nice Dow Jones. And the world price everything. And finally, for the liquidity, what about a nice bottle of Pinot Grigio, huh?
Until now, dealing and dining were largely incompatible. But with the advent of Hutchison Telecom's new Pulse financial pager, things are more civilized. Pulse has up-to-the-minute information with a unique self-set limit facility that tracks the market and alerts you when those limits are reached. leaving you free to enjoy your lunch.
Oh, mamma mia, the coffee! Is it the big crash 93?
For a free trial of Hutchison Telecom's Pulse, subject to availability and status, ring 0800 28 28 26 now.
Hello, I'm Jeffrey Salmon. When you're making an insurance claim, do you feel the odds are stacked against you? Don't you deserve a better settlement? Salmon Assessors aim to achieve the maximum payout every time by professionally negotiating with your insurers quickly and efficiently. We act for both commercial and domestic policyholders. Phone London's hottest assessors now on 081 3 40 40 40. That's 3 40 40 40. And remember, Salmon Assessors, we're on your side.
This is Douglas Cameron's breakfast call on London Talkback Radio.
6:13 is the time, and our first caller of the morning is Maisie from Enfield. Maisie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Douglas.
What can we do for you, Maisie?
What you can do for me is to listen for a couple of minutes.
Right, I will.
I must have been the most excited person this time 20 years ago. I just sitting at the table at breakfast time. Well, before breakfast time, waiting for you to start. I'd heard all about it in the papers, and I just couldn't wait because it was so exciting to have a new radio show that was going to work all day long for 24 hours.
And when it finally came on then at 6 o'clock 20 years ago, what did you think about it?
I thought it was absolutely great.
Well, I hope you're going to be able to stay at least for another 20 minutes, because one of the first voices you'll have heard 20 years ago was that of a gentleman called Ken Guy. And we are going to be linking up with Ken Guy, who's in Australia, and he's going to be on the phone to me at around about 6:10. So
great.
I hope you can stay for that, Maisie. And have you been listening consistently then over the last 20 years?
In fact, we have a sort of club going, the night ones, all the people who listen all night, as I do.
Yes.
And I have a lady in this building. I live in a block of 6 flats. I lived here for a long, long time before I realised she listened all night as well.
Uh-huh.
And recently I've been in hospital, and they were saying, what do you miss most about being in hospital? And I said, LBC. And there were two people in the same ward said, oh, no, do you listen all night? Do you listen all night? And it was wonderful. And it's a sort of club now.
I'm surprised they didn't have LBC in the hospital where you were. We'll have to have a serious word with them about this.
Oh, it was great. Because they used to turn the radio off at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, I see, yes, yeah.
And so we couldn't listen all night. But it's such a wonderful program, Douglas. It really is.
Well, Maisie, thank you very much indeed, and do continue to listen. We're on air for at least another year yet, and I hope you continue to listen and get as much enjoyment as you obviously have in the last year, as you obviously have in the first 20. Jeff from Wembley, good morning.
Morning, Douglas.
Your memory, sir?
Oh, lots of things. Like Maisie, I also listened from day one.
Yes? Did you listen before day one to the trade tapes?
I may have done, but I can't remember.
No, they were a bit banal, weren't they? But I suppose that's what they were supposed to be. Well, if you can just search back in your mind and give us a couple of memories, it would be lovely to hear them.
I remember Tricia Ingram's particularly. I used friends at school, and I used to sort of love her voice.
Yes, indeed.
When she left.
Tricia Ingrams and I presented the morning program time together, not on a regular basis. She wasn't
sometimes she did it with Paul as well when...
Yes, she did. They talk about the husband and wife combinations now with Judy Finnegan and what's his name, Richard. But I think Paul and Tricia Ingrams were the first ever husband and wife combination to present a program in the history of British broadcasting.
Really?
Might be wrong on that one, but they were certainly one of the first anyway.
I used to listen to Adrian Love's Nightline and sort of record it overnight on a reel-to-reel tape recorder and then play it back bit by bit during the week as I was doing my homework.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Well, Jeff, I hope you continue to listen for many, many months yet. And certainly in the last year of our existence, because, as you know, we are coming off air as far as London goes. In fact, this time, next year at this time,
I think
sadly...
I'll probably turn off this frequency then.
Never. You never know. You never know. I wouldn't do that. There'll always be somebody to listen to, I'm sure. If it's not LBC, it'll be something nice, I'm sure. Anyway, Jeff, thank you very much indeed for your memory. And if you'd like to follow Maisie and Jeff, then it's 071-603-1152 with a particular memory or two that you have of LBC through the 20 years that we've been on air. Let's not turn it into a wake. Let's not have people ringing up and saying, oh, gosh, what a shame you're going, because we want to look back with some joy in our hearts, and we want to look forward to the next 12 months, because there's a lot of life left in this radio station yet, and as long as there is life breathing in our body, we will do our best to do what we've done for the last 20 years and bring information and entertainment to the people of London. 6:08 is the time, and I said that after the 7 o'clock news, I'll be talking to Nigel Nelson, the political editor of the People newspaper, about what Mr. Major should be saying today. Well, in the editorials this morning, I think we've only really got time to focus on one editorial this morning before I... But in the Sun's editorial this morning, it's got a full page on the speech that John Major should be making to Britain today. Now, I'll just read you a little bit of it. Today, at the Tory conference in Blackpool, the Prime Minister makes one of the most important speeches of his life. This is the speech the Sun wishes he would make. The hardest word for any politician to say is sorry, but I am sorry today. Sorry for the 3 million out of work. Sorry for businesses which have gone bust. Sorry for those who have lost their homes. Most of all, I am sorry you have lost faith in your country and your trust in those you elected. It would be easy to blame our opponents, but the British people aren't daft. They know which party has been in power for the past 14 years. The buck stops here. You voted for us to give you security, prosperity, and opportunity. We've done our best, and no one regrets more than I that we have not delivered all the goods. But we have learnt from our mistakes. Well, that's part of what the Sun hopes that Mr. Major will be saying today. I think he's got as much chance of saying that as I have of being Prime Minister. It's 6:06.
This is Douglas Cameron's breakfast call on London Talkback Radio.
Hello, Mr. Williams. It's very nice to see you. I save you very nice monitor by the window. Now, today what we have on the menu, we have a very nice exchange. We have very nice indices. If you like, we have also the FTSE. It's very fresh, come straight from the market this morning. And to follow, we have a very, very nice Dow Jones. And the world price everything. And finally, for the liquidity, what about a nice bottle of Pinot Grigio, huh?
Until now, dealing and dining were largely incompatible. But with the advent of Hutchison Telecom's new Pulse financial pager, things are more civilized. Pulse has up-to-the-minute information with a unique self-set limit facility that tracks the market and alerts you when those limits are reached, leaving you free to enjoy your lunch.
Oh, mamma mia, the coffee! Is that the big crash 93?
For a free trial of Hutchison Telecom's Pulse, subject to availability and status, ring 0800 28 28 26 now.
Judy Stillman, have a look at our stars. Well, what a day it was yesterday, wasn't it? We're still recovering here,
wasn't
you know.
I wish to know from the LBC weather station this morning, the temperature's 10 degrees exactly, the wind's southeasterly at 6. London itself and counties south of the Thames. Meanwhile, to the north of London, there are a few fog patches just for the moment, though they shouldn't last more than an hour. During the whole of the day, there'll be large amounts of cloud, limited sunny spells, so the sun will show itself from time to time, and be prepared for showers at almost any stage, and especially during the afternoon, some of the showers could well be quite heavy, and once again, there's an outside chance of thunder. Top temperature, well, as you might expect, nothing special, reaching 15 degrees during the brighter spells at the very best, and that's a degree or so below the seasonal average. Overnight tonight, still more showers. Philip Eden, LBC Weather.
Good morning.
This is Douglas Cameron's breakfast call on London Talkback Radio. Worried about the quality of your child's education? Come see what the independent sector has to offer. Chat with over 200 day and boarding schools from London and all over Britain. There are free seminars on planning school fees, assisted places, nursery education, plus art displays, music recitals, and the London Day School Pavilion. That's all at Independent Education 93, Business Design Centre, Islington, October 8th to 10th. Admission is free. Call 071 782 6397.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
Shh, please just sit down.
Oh, fancy seeing you here.
Yes, fancy.
Oh, I'm glad I've run into you. Do you know Harding and Hobbs mid-season sale's on right now?
Now she tells me.
There's brilliant savings on fashions and carpets. Beds too, even TVs.
One must pop round to Clapham Junction.
One must. Set yourself. Harding and Hobbs mid-season sale's worth making a song and dance about.
It's an opera, not a musical.
Harding and Hobbs, South London's leading department store's mid-season sale is now on.
This is Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call on London Talkback Radio.
6:09 is the time. Now, you just heard me bringing you the 6 o'clock news, but on this LBC's 20th birthday, I want to take you back 2 decades, almost to the minute. If you were listening to LBC on the 8th of October 1973, as I was, you may remember the station's opening bulletin sounding like this.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of Independent Radio. Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name's David Jessel, this is The Morning Show, and here's the news.
This is Ken Guy with LBC News. The Middle East War. A meeting of the United Nations Security Council has been called in a bid to stop the fighting. It'll be held at 8:30 tonight, British time. The meeting was called after an urgent request from the United States early this morning. President Nixon has returned unexpectedly to Washington, cutting short his stay in Florida to take personal control of the American attempt to stop the war. Diplomatic sources say the Americans fear that more Arab states will join in the war if it is allowed to continue. Meanwhile, on the two main fronts at Suez and the Golan Heights, fighting still rages. Israel claims that several hundred Arab tanks are trapped in Sinai and that they have destroyed the Egyptian bridges across the canal. But they admit that Syria has gained a foothold in the Golan Heights and has advanced several kilometers.
The voice there of our first ever newsreader on this radio station, Ken Guy. 20 years on, we're going to hear that voice again, because on the line to me now is Ken Guy. A very warm welcome, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning, Douglas. It's been 18 years since we saw face-to-face.
Yes, indeed, and a warm welcome to the program that you started off in 1973. How much of that first bulletin do you remember?
Quite a bit of it, actually. I was extremely nervous, as you'd understand. David Jessel, the first voice you heard, was physically ill 5 minutes before 6 o'clock, but I managed to hold my breakfast. But I do recall the bulletin and the fact that I was so nervous because I knew that Fleet Street was listening, apart from all of, a good portion anyway, of Southeast England.
Yes, indeed. And a momentous story you had to start off, didn't you? The war in the Middle East.
It was a great start for us and, war is hell as we know. But in a news sense, it was an excellent opportunity for us.
Now, you held firm while poor old David Jessel threw up. But it must have been very nervous, not only in the 5 minutes before the bulletin, but in the days before as well, because this, of course, was the first ever independent station to go on air. As you say, the eyes and ears of London and the South East, and indeed the whole of Britain, really were on you. What were the preparations like in the days leading up to this first programme?
Chaotic would be the word that comes to mind, Douglas. Well, you see, I arrived in Britain on, in July, actually, in 73, and I applied for jobs at a couple of new radio stations there, and eventually I was directed towards LBC because they were putting on about 100 journalists, and I went there with my clutching my audition tape, And I was given a good hearing by John Clare, who was then the deputy editor, and I was offered a job at £2,650 a year.
Good gracious me, they haven't increased the salaries very much in the 20 years that I've been here.
And we were summoned to Tudor Street to a temporary office on the 10th of September, where we were indoctrinated, you might say, by the Canadian gentleman, Bill Hutton.
Oh, yes,
I remember. One of his offsiders.
I remember
on
him.
The whys and wherefores of talkback radio, etc.
And, of course...
Then, yes, the studios themselves in Gough Square had not been completed at that time, and we were worried that it wasn't going to be up for the start. As a matter of fact, the staff, about a week or so before, had implored the management not to go on air on the 8th of October because everything wasn't ready. But, of course, they were determined to be one week ahead of the opposition, and so it went to air.
That's right, and we got in just a few days before Capital Radio took to the air, didn't we?
1 week, exactly, as a matter of fact.
What are you doing now, Ken? What are you doing now?
When I came back in late 75, I was editor of a statewide network here of 23 radio stations in Queensland. Then I had 8 years almost in television, and then just recently I went back into radio, and I'm currently still reading bulletins for the ABC here on, once again, a statewide network.
Well, isn't that fortunate, because we, I hope, have given you a story from our 6 o'clock bulletin down the phone, and I wonder if you'd be kind enough to read it, because although we can't promise you a job if you do it faultlessly, it would be lovely to hear those tones again 20 years on. So will you read us a bit of our 6 o'clock news 1993 style?
I'll do my best, Douglas. Viscount Lindley is getting married today, he hopes. His bride-to-be, heiress Serena Stanhope, failed to turn up for their wedding rehearsal yesterday. But Lord Lindley, who's the Queen's nephew, is hoping that she'll get to the church on time for this afternoon service in Westminster.
Ken Guy, you'd get a job on my radio station reading the news any time. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you. A great pleasure to talk to you, and perhaps one day we may meet again. I do hope so. That was Ken
Guy. I'd love to come over and see the new station.
All right. Well, if you can raise the fare, you're very welcome. I might even buy you a pint. I think I owe you one, actually, from about 1974. Ken Guy, that was our first ever newsreader, and he has some very happy memories of LBC and some very poignant ones just before they went on air. I didn't actually know that David Jessel was physically sick, but it can happen like that. I must say, that's never affected me. They say, actually, you know, I have no nerves at all. And they say that to be a really good performer, you've got to have nerves before you go on. Perhaps that's what's wrong with me, I don't know. Anyway, that apart, we've heard Ken Guy's memories, and it's wonderful to talk to him again. I'd love to hear your memories. Do you remember Ken Guy reading that first bulletin almost 20 years ago to the minute at 6 o'clock on October the 8th, 1973? Well, if you do, please give me a ring. But if since then you've become addicted, as many hundreds of thousands of people have, to LBC, London Talk Back Radio, of course, in its later stages, in the later years since 1989, give me a ring, and I'll share with you the memories that you want to tell me about on 071-603-1152. So let's wallow in a bit of nostalgia. Let's take a trip down memory lane together, shall we? And you phone me, will you, right away on 071-603-1152 with your memories of this radio station. I don't mind if they're bad memories, but I'm sure that most of them, I do hope most of them anyway, will be good, kindly memories. It's 17 minutes past 6.
Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call. Phone now on 071-603-1152.
Wouldn't it be good if there were more fast trains from Bedford right to the heart of London? Wouldn't it be good if there were more fast trains from Bedford right to the heart of London? Wouldn't it be good if there were more fast trains from Bedford right to the heart of London? Wouldn't it be good if there were more fast trains from Bedford right to the heart of London?
There are. Thameslink now runs 4 fast trains every hour throughout the day, weekdays from Bedford through Luton and St Albans to London.
Now that's smart thinking. Thameslink. Just think.
I'll tell you one thing, there's probably a few more cars on the road than there were 20 years ago when we did our first traffic report, but at the moment, everything seems to be okay. We'll have, of course, Rob Hooker, our man at the LBC Travel Centre, at 6:28. That's in 10 minutes' time, but at the moment, nothing untoward seems to be happening.
Phone Douglas Cameron's breakfast call on 071-603-1152.
Tea, darling?
Thanks.
Anything racy in the Sunday papers?
Ad for a nice little coupe.
Ah, better ring. Hello, the coupe in the... Gone. But it's crack of dawn on Sunday. What you advertised in the Saturday Telegraph as well.
If you're car hunting this weekend, Sunday's too late, because Saturday's Daily Telegraph now has motoring pages full of advertisements for all the best makes.
What about this? Refined Continental Dynamic Performer, any trial?
That's the Lonely Heart.
Hmm.
Commercial radio is 20 years old. To mark the occasion, LBC, the very first independent radio station to come on air in 1973, has compiled a cassette celebrating 20 years of news.
Quick! Come to me! There have just been three explosions which have ripped through the embassy building.
Alves is not going to make it. Tibco, he's going to win the 1,500 metres.
You can hear the bullets now whizzing around us, ricocheting off the rocks. A heavy salvo of small arms fire, machine gun fire coming both down the hill and then up the hill in reply from the British troops ahead of me.
LBC, the news, 1973-1993, is available from this radio station on mail order. If you'd like a copy, send your cheque for £7.99 to LBC, 72 Hammersmith Road, London W14 8YE. And will you please mark your envelope LBC cassette?
Phone Douglas Cameron's breakfast call on 071-603-1152.
19 and a half minutes past six. It was lovely to talk to Ken Guy again, wasn't it? I wonder how many people remember Ken Guy 20 years ago. Give me a ring anyway with your memories, because it's memory morning, it's LBC's 20th birthday, and I think with a bit of luck we can afford just to relax a little bit. We won't, of course, drop any of our regular items to wallow in nostalgia. We'd never do that for anything, really, so we'll have the news of the day and the sport and the finance and the weather and Tomo's tips. Incidentally, Tomo must have had a bomb under him yesterday. He got two winners. I would not say that to his face, but it's a long time since Tomo's had a double up. One was at 7-4 and one was to 11-8 on. But anyway, the two winners are two winners. And he'll be going for a couple at Market Raisin and Carlisle when I talk to him at 7:40. And indeed, the donation which Derek Thompson made to the LBC auction yesterday raised £330. That's a day out of Newmarket. And a look at the Gallops and a look around the town and breakfast with Tomo. It's all good stuff, £330. I'm indebted to the person who bid £850 to have dinner with my wife and myself. We haven't actually quite realised who that is yet, because it came under the bid of anonymous, but I do hope it's a real person. I do hope they'll come up with the money, and we shall ring you when I find out who you are to arrange a mutually convenient date for the four of us, because please bring a partner for us to go out for dinner at the Pavilion Room at the Grosvenor House in Park Lane. Looking forward to that. Incidentally, for people who haven't heard, we raised over £25,000 on the auction yesterday, and with pledges still to come and a lot of money still to be counted, it could well be nearer £30,000. So thank you very, very much indeed. A magnificent effort on not only the people who donated the items, but also the people who forked out their hard-earned money to bid for them. Thank you very much indeed. A magnificent effort. I knew you wouldn't let us down, and you didn't. Sydney from Hatch End at 22 minutes past six. Good morning, Sydney.
Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to sing anymore because...
You've got quite a nice little voice there, Sydney.
My dear fellow, Pavarotti will get jealous. can I just make a serious point before I... I think today, as you're 20 years old, we all ought to refurbish, re-strengthen, replenish our efforts to keep our LBC on the air. And I hope we all will.
Well, I think the campaign is still going very, very well. And let us remind ourselves that we still have got a year of normal time, so to speak, in which to serve the people of London.
We'll make our majority, our 21. But what I was going to say was this. I've been listening for 18 years, and I remember so well. My favourite was... You and Doug in the mornings. Your voice
Bob.
Is blended like I don't know, Pavarotti and Sutherland.
Bob and Doug.
Yes. But what I wanted to say was this. I would love to hear, if you can, and I hope a lot of people would, a little bit of tape of you of those days, to see if your mellifluous voice has changed a lot.
Well, I suppose we've got some. Yes. I don't know if we've actually lined it up to put into the programme. What we have got, of course, are excerpts from our news cassette. And, of course, LBC, over the 20 years that we've been on air, really has been unrivaled for news coverage. And so many of our reporters have gone on to greater things on television. But I don't know if we've got any of Bob and Doug. I suppose we have somewhere in the archives, but whether we can dig anything out for this programme, certainly I don't know. But anyway...
Just see if your voices sound very much different than they do now.
Well, if we can't do it for this morning, we'll certainly try and dig one out for next week.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Okay. It covered me an embarrassment to hear Douglas Cameron 20 years ago. But I'll tell you a little story, actually. When I came down here to London to make my fortune, I'm still going to make it, of course, but when I came down here to try and make it... It was 1964 I came down, 29 years ago, and I got a job with the BBC, and then was very fortunate to get a job some years later. First of all, working for ITN as a sub-editor and occasional newsreader, and then working for 4 years on the Today programme. And in those days, of course, in the late 60s, early 70s, it was very fashionable to talk with a sort of plum-in-the-mouth voice. You talk a little bit like that, and... I remember doing the soundtrack on many occasions for when they used to have newsreels in the studio, in the cinema. Does anybody remember that? I'm sure you do. And I used to do British Movie Tone News. And they always used to talk a bit like that, you know, whether it was a death or a very happy event. They all used to talk on the same sort of tone like that. My goodness me, things have changed a bit in broadcasting since then. But we might dig out an old Doug one of these days. Humphrey from Kew, good morning.
Talking about sudden bits of fruit and sudden bits of your body, you still do talk with a plum in your mouth, sir.
Do I? Oh, all right, then.
many congratulations, Douglas. How do you feel on your 20th birthday?
Oh, wonderful. I wish I could remember my 20th birthday.
you can. It was only about 2 minutes ago.
Well, I think it was. Yes, I was serving... King and country, queen and country, I think it was in those days, in Korea on my 20th birthday.
That must have been 52, 53?
That's right, yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, you 53. Must be about 20 years older than I am.
53, that's right. Yep. Anyway, Humphrey, what was your outstanding memory? Have you got one of the 20 years?
Well, I started listening to LBC Radio when I came to London in 1977. I first picked you up, I suppose, probably... late 77, early 78.
Yes.
And I suppose one of my great memories of you was, of course, that remarkable bit of broadcasting in 1980, May Bank Holiday, the Iranian embassy.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that indeed is on our tape, LBC yes. news cassette. You yes, know, we've done yes. 20 years of news broadcasting.
Yes.
And that was my ex-colleague, Peter Dealey. Peter Dealey, I had the great pleasure of presenting the morning programme with for 4 years. And when Peter was a reporter with LBC, as indeed he is now again, in addition to presenting a lot of programmes, Peter was a reporter. That was 1980, wasn't it?
That's right. Douglas, I remember very, very well what I was doing on that occasion. I was standing around the a certain pub in Kew, drinking beer and absolutely glued with dozens of other people to a radio.
Yes, it was one of the great, great successes of covering a story that we had, one of the many successes, really, the Iranian embassy siege. And I think the other reporter was Malcolm Brabant, a fellow called Malcolm Brabant. But I do know that Peter Dealey did some heroic work there. And one of the other reporters, whose voice I think you can just about hear in the background of the LBC news cassette, was a certain lady who has gone on to wonderful things, a lady called Kate Adie. It's 6:26.
I want to send a boogie to a friend, but the man I call sent me round the bend while he needs it back. That's okay, I use Lester Lee, travels better that way. If you've got it wrapped in string, Addison Lee is the king. Don't matter where, nothing in a bar, send it in a van or in a car. Over London town, a little
little bash from me. Send it all around from your A to your B. Gonna send my boogie woogie with Addison Lee.
If you have a boogie woogie to send, call Addison Lee, the extraordinary courier.
Seven and a half minutes past six. Rob Hooker has the very latest traffic for us.
In Finchley on the North Circular at the junction with Finchley High Road, still down to just one lane in each direction. Traffic will build there pretty quickly. In West Kilburn, Kilburn Lane closed between the Harrow Road and Chamberlain Road. That's because of roadworks. Diversions are in force via Fifth Avenue. And mobiles have checked out the Blackwall Tunnel. That's running well at the moment, as is the A13. But at the junction with Cotton Street westbound, it's reduced down to just one lane because of gas repairs. Tubes and trains, no problems.
Fly TWA to America. Buy a ticket at a qualifying fair this week and take your favourite person, friend, companion, lover for free. See your travel agent or TWA for details.
Rob Hooker at the LBC Traffic Centre.
Hello. I've just heard about a different type of egg, the four grain, and I'm down at White Oaks Farm to talk to the experts, the hens. Good morning to you two. Now, why is it called the four grain egg? Because you have a four grain diet. I see. Wheat, barley, maize and oats. So you enjoy your food and I'll enjoy the eggs. But will my children notice the difference? All right, I'm sorry. You obviously think so.
At leading supermarkets and stores, four grain eggs from White Oaks Farm, where choosy chickens lay tasty eggs.
I'll get some today, honestly.
You can take control of your mental, emotional, physical and financial destiny.
Anthony Robbins, America's top achievement and personal development trainer, will host his first ever UK seminars this autumn. Master the Robbins techniques adopted by presidents of countries and corporations.
Successful people do what the failures don't.
Call LBC's ticket line now and take advantage of priority and early booking discounts on 071-379-3742. That's 379-3742.
What makes Village Heights in Woodford Green so different from any other retirement development? Most retirement developments have a manager.
Village Heights' manager sleeps on site.
Most have a communal living room.
Village Heights has a luxurious conservatory.
And most have a garden.
Village Heights has a beautiful landscape water garden overlooking Woodford Golf Course.
Village Heights show flats are open for viewing every day 10 till 4.
Call 081-559-2231.
Discover Village Heights.
And discover the retirement development with a difference.
Call 081-559-2231.
London Talkback Radio.
And for those people just tuning in at 6.30 for the news, let me remind you, and perhaps tell you if you didn't know, that today LBC is 20 years old. We came on air on October the 8th, 1973, and we're taking your memories, the memories of the last 20 years, on 071-603-1152.
This is London Talkback Radio. 1152 kilohertz, 261 meters, medium wave.
It's 6.30. I'm Douglas Cameron. The Conservative Party conference comes to an end today with John Major giving the most crucial speech of his political career. He's expected to appeal for party unity and a return to traditional Conservative values. The former Chancellor, Norman Lamont, says it has been a week of unity and Mr. Major will wrap it up confidently.
He's got to make a speech that gives vision and leadership, which I'm sure he will do, and to spell out the policies for the future. I think there has been a shift towards the right at this conference, and there has been a coming together, and I think it's been very good for the party.
Nearly half Britain's teenagers have tried illegal drugs by the time they leave school, and up to a third are regular users. That's according to researchers at Manchester University. The findings follow interviews with 16-year-olds over a period of 3 years. The MP for Brent East, Ken Livingstone, is claiming that there are rogue elements among British security forces that assassinate Republican sympathisers in Northern Ireland. Mr. Livingstone has made the allegations in San Francisco, where he's testifying in the extradition trial of IRA suspect James Smith, who escaped from the Mays prison in Belfast 10 years ago. The UN Secretary-General, Dr. Boutros Ghali, is welcoming President Clinton's new policy on Somalia. He says it's fully consistent with his own. Mr. Clinton's been on television to say he's doubling to 10,000 the number of US troops in Somalia to stabilize the country. Economic sanctions against South Africa are to be lifted today. The UN General Assembly will vote this afternoon, but the result's a formality, following a direct appeal for the change by the ANC leader Nelson Mandela. Doctors are questioning the safety of carrying out frequent ultrasound tests on unborn babies. Researchers in Australia have found that pregnant women undergoing five or more ultrasound tests give birth to smaller children. Professor John Newnham says the process should be reviewed.
There was an increased number of smaller babies. In other words, for many of the babies that had had frequent scans, there was a reduction in their birth weight of about 1%, which for a 3-kilogram baby is about 30 grams.
Now the financial news. In Tokyo, the Nikkei index is down 75 points at 21.90. Last night in New York, the Dow Jones index finished down 15.36 at 3583.63. The lunchtime Hang Seng index in Hong Kong, that's down 82 points at 7984. On the foreign exchanges in the Far East, the pound is up slightly at $1.52 1/3, and the pound against the mark, 2.47 1/4 marks, unchanged. The currency, what you'll get for a pound buying these in UK banks before you leave. The American dollar, 1.49 1/2. The French franc, 8.39. The German mark, 2.41. The Greek drachma, 349. And the Italian lira, 2,385. Here's the weather from Philip Eden.
The temperature, 9.9. The wind is east-southeasterly at 5 miles an hour. The barometer, 1,003.3 millibars. That's 29.63 inches and steady. A few mist patches first thing this morning around the northernmost fringes of London, but they won't last long. Otherwise, it's a fairly cloudy start, and there are already some splatterings of rain, especially in the southern half of the London area. During the day, then, large amounts of cloud, small amounts of sunshine, and fairly widespread showers, especially later on. In any one place, there's at least an 80% chance of a sharpish one, sort that send you running for cover for 20 minutes or so. And especially later this afternoon, there's a small chance, a 10% chance, say, of thunder as well. Top temperature today, 15 centigrade or 59 Fahrenheit, which is slightly below the seasonal average. Philip Eden, LBC Weather.
What about the weekend?
Still unsettled.
Still unsettled.
I regret to say, yep. Saturday's going to be another sunshine and showers day. There should be some quite reasonable sunny spells during tomorrow, especially during the morning. But any showers that do turn up on Saturday, most likely during the afternoon, they'll be quite heavy, some of them, with a continuing small risk of thunder. Top temperature, again, around 15. Sunday will be slightly different. It'll start off cloudy with a couple of hours of quite heavy rain on Sunday morning, then cheering up a bit during the day with some sunshine on Sunday afternoon, and a bit warmer as well. We could well make 17, which is 63 on Sunday afternoon.
Philip, thank you very much indeed. 25 to 7 is the time. On we go to the sport now. Gordon Dury has been fined 2 weeks' wages by Tottenham for his outburst against the manager, Ozzy Ardiles, when he was substituted on Wednesday night. Ryan Giggs and Lee Sharp have both agreed to new 5-year contracts at Manchester United, and Liam Brady's contract is over. He's resigned as manager of Celtic following their disastrous start to the season. Racing, the 2-day meeting at Ascot, which was due to start today, has been abandoned because, guess what, the course is waterlogged, but the meetings at Market Raisin and Carlisle will go ahead. I'll be talking to our top tipster, Derek Thompson. I can call him our top tipster today because he had a couple of winners yesterday. Amazing Feat won at York at 7-4. And Bertone won at Ludlow at 8-11. A short price and an odds-on winner, I know. But as my old granny used to say, an 11-8-on winner is better than a 66-1 loser. And I think she was right, you know, she knew a few things. Right, I'd like to hear your memories of LBC, because I'm sure you know by now, if you've been listening for any length of time, that today is our 20th birthday. It was at 6 o'clock on October the 8th, 1973.